Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2417. Want to eat better and live longer? Learn to cook, by Ashleen Kodafani and Naomi Imatomayun of BlueZones.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Tuesday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. This is kind of like an audiobook, but with articles instead, and articles from a bunch of different authors. And always with permission from the sites, of course. Then on Fridays, I answer your questions. You can send one in at oldpodcast.com/ask or email your question directly to health@oldpodcast.com. All right, and with that, let's hear today's article and continue optimizing your life. Want to eat better and live longer? Learn to cook, by Ashleen Kodafani and Naomi Imatomayun of BlueZones.com. According to the United States Department of Agriculture, or USDA, for the first time ever, the amount of money the average American spends on dining out has surpassed what U.S. consumers spend on food at home. Today, the average American eats roughly 4 to 5 restaurant or takeout meals every week. This comes at a time when our environmental comforts and technology are making it all too easy for us to have any cuisine delivered to our doorstep in a matter of minutes. But more than just saving money, studies suggest cooking at home could make you happier and healthier. One study published by Cambridge University Press looked at the cooking habits of men and women in Taiwan and Australia and found that cooking up to 5 times per week increased the odds of being alive in 10 years by 47%. Researchers found that the extended longevity was not just linked to nutrients consumed by eating home-cooked meals, but also the act of cooking itself, planning, shopping, and socializing. Lead researcher, Professor Mark Volquist, noted, quote, "It has become clear that cooking is a healthy behavior. It deserves a place in lifelong education, public health policy, urban planning, and household economics," end quote. The longest-lived and healthiest people in the world, centenarians in Blue Zones regions, cooked at home on a regular basis for their whole lives. For most centenarians, dining out is considered a celebratory field trip, a rare treat usually reserved for a wedding or other festive occasion. While globalization and American food culture has begun to creep into these areas of the world and restaurants are becoming more prevalent, many people still cook at home, using vegetables and herbs grown in their own backyard gardens. When you cook at home, you control the ingredients and avoid consuming the cheap fillers, flavor enhancers, and added salt or butter that end up in much restaurant food. Cooking also nudges you to move naturally, requiring you to stand, stir, mix, knead, chop, and lift. Numerous peer-reviewed studies confirm that children who eat home-cooked meals more frequently are less likely to be overweight, and they tend to consume more fruits and vegetables than their restaurant-going counterparts. Children who regularly have family dinners, research shows, do better in school, have healthier relationships, and are less likely to drink, smoke, or get into trouble. For busy parents, inexperienced home chefs, and full-time working couples, planning meals is a daunting task. But here are 5 tips to make cooking at home easier and more enjoyable. 1. Plan. By planning out meals, you have a roadmap to not only the grocery store, but also to the week ahead. Try making Sundays a meal planning day so you can get organized. Involve kids so they have an active role in choosing the vegetables or helping to plan their lunches. Part of planning is also cooking in bulk. Double or triple recipes you know you like so that you can make them once and enjoy them throughout the week. You can also do this for staples like brown rice, beans, soups, pasta sauces, and dressings so that you can create fast meals in a pinch. Doing a little planning on the weekend or when you have some free time will help to remove the daily stress of wondering what to make for dinner. And also, make sure you always have some healthy meals in your fridge or freezer. 2. Eat together. As a rule, people in the Blue Zone regions don't eat alone, standing up, or with the other hand on the steering wheel. Icarians, those from the Greek island of Icaria, are known to eat slowly while holding conversations with family, a ritual that helps to build not only stronger family ties, but also healthier bodies. Elevating the act of eating to a social event may help you enjoy and digest your food better by making your meals a time of sharing and being together with friends and family. 3. Learn how to cook quick, go-to meals, and get comfortable with the basics. Every home chef should have a few basic skills: how to wield a knife to chop vegetables, how to make simple soups, salads, and salad dressings, how to make a few whole grain dishes like brown rice, quinoa, or farro, how to prep, soak, season, and cook healthier protein options like black beans, lentils, or tofu. With those basics and some prep time, you can build healthy salads for lunches and heartier grain bowls for dinners all week. 4. Plant a garden. Centenarians in all 5 Blue Zones areas garden regularly. They have kitchen gardens full of herbs and fresh vegetables right at their fingertips. It's a source of daily physical activity that exercises the body with a wide range of motion and helps reduce stress. It can also provide you with a new sense of purpose. If you're just starting out, begin with a container garden of herbs in your kitchen or in your home. You'll get a kick out of using some of your new fragrant leaves in your next soup, stew, sauce, or salad. And 5, always eat breakfast at home. As easy as it may be to stop at the drive-thru or snag a coffee before your first meeting, eating breakfast is a great way to save on calories and start the day with a nutritious meal that will fuel you until lunchtime. And it doesn't have to take you any extra time. Overnight oats, chia pudding, and green smoothies are all fast and portable. Quote, "When people cook most of their meals at home, they consume fewer carbohydrates, less sugar, and less fat than those who cook less or not at all, even if they are not trying to lose weight." Julia A. Wolfson, MPP, Johns Hopkins Center for a Livable Future. You just listened to the post titled, "Want to Eat Better and Live Longer? Learn to Cook," by Ashleen Kotafani and Naomi Imatome Yun of BlueZones.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Growing up, I actually enjoyed cooking. I looked forward to helping my mom in the kitchen, and I thought those skills that I learned as a kid made me a great cook. Well, not necessarily. I did have a solid appreciation for cooking at home, but there was so much more I needed to learn. And I didn't realize this until I was studying nutrition in school. As part of my training to become a registered dietitian nutritionist, I had to spend time cooking in a kitchen preparing foods for the campus of my university. And I did this all under the guidance of a chef. So I went into that training thinking, I knew what I was doing. I was ahead of the game from all of my cooking experiences when I was a kid. I was way wrong. I learned so much from being under the guidance of a trained chef. Now, I'm going to be honest. At first, I hated the fact that the chef was constantly looking over my shoulder. He critiqued everything I did. I mean, I would actually curse him behind his back. Now, I did not appreciate it at the time, but I can openly admit it now that the chef taught me so many skills, from how to hold a knife correctly, which I was doing incorrectly for the longest time, to being a better meal planner, to how to pick the best produce, to becoming more efficient with my time in the kitchen. And after that experience, I had a completely new appreciation for cooking foods at home. It actually made me want to use these skills more. I now take so much pride cooking most of my meals at home. So if after hearing today's article, you find yourself motivated to cook more meals at home, which I hope you are, consider taking a cooking class at your local community college or attending one of the many offered for free in your local community. Yes, I am aware that the web exists and that there are lots of videos available for free online. The problem with those is you don't really know if the person is trained, if they know what they're talking about. But if you take a class at your local community college, for example, you know that they know what they're talking about, otherwise they wouldn't have been hired in the first place. So anywho, I'm confident that if you go through this process, you're going to have a completely new appreciation for cooking your own meals at home. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here every day. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.